Title: Brush Hats for Atmospheric Sections Beginner. All right, let's build one of the most underrated textures in drum and bass, brushy hats. That soft, airy SHHH layer you hear in intros, breakdowns, halftime bridges, the stuff that makes a section feel like it's moving even when the drums are barely doing anything. The goal today is simple. We're going to create a brush hat layer that feels human and organic, stays locked to DNB tempo, and can be shaped darker or brighter depending on the vibe. And we'll do it using only Ableton stock devices, in a way you can reuse in basically every track. Before we start, set your project tempo somewhere DNB friendly. Anywhere from 172 to 176 BPM is perfect. Now create a MIDI track called Brush Hats. Optionally, you can add two more tracks later, Ghost Hats and an Air Layer. But for now, just one track is enough to learn the core technique. One quick workflow tip: keep these atmospheric hats separate from your main drum bus at first. It's way easier to balance and automate when they're not glued to your main drop drums. Now, we need a source sound. There are three quick ways to get a brush vibe. Option 1 is using an organic hat loop. It's fast, and it can sound super realistic. Drag a loop into audio, warp it, and you're basically there. Just be careful. If the loop starts sounding grainy or underwater when warped, that's a sign you're stretching noisy material too hard. In that case, try Beats Warp Mode with Transient Preservation instead of Complex Pro, and then add your own space with reverb afterward. Option 2 is using a single soft hat and simpler and programming the motion with MIDI. That gives you more control and teaches you the skill. Option 3, and my favorite for atmospheric brushes, is building the brush from noise using Operator. It's super controllable and sits beautifully behind pads. Let's go with the Operator noise method now, because it's beginner-friendly but still feels like real production. On your brush hat's MIDI track, drop in Operator. In Oscillator A, choose Noise White. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a quick brush rather than a sustained hiss. Set the attack to around 5 to 15 milliseconds. Set decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so basically off, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. You're listening for PSHH, not FFFFF. Now we're going to program the motion. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Put notes on everyone's /16 note. Yes, all of them. But here's the key. We're not going to rely on the rhythm to sound musical. We're going to rely on the dynamics. This is the mindset shift that makes brush hats work. Think topography, not pattern. You're drawing a contour, a rise and fall. If you can almost hum the energy curve of the hats, it'll feel musical even if the notes are simple. Open the velocity lane and start shaping a repeating swell. Here's a great starting point. On steps 1 through 4, ramp from about 35 up to 55. Steps 5 through 8, ramp from 45 up to 65. Steps 9 through 12, go back to 35 up to 55. And steps 13 through 16, ramp from 45 up to maybe 70. You're aiming for breathing, not a machine gun. And don't make every group of 4 steps identical. If it repeats too perfectly, it'll sound like a spray can. A cool beginner trick is to think in 3 velocity zones instead of 1 perfect ramp. Low is 20 to 35. Mid is 35 to 55. High is 55 to 75. Keep the same 1/16 rhythm, but choose a different zone for each little chunk of 4 steps. That way it's random, but still controlled. Next, timing. Brush hats need a little human push-pull. In Ableton, grab a groove from the groove pool. Try swing 16-65 or an MPC style 16 swing. Set the amount around 10 to 25%. Keep it subtle. If it starts sounding like a hip-hop hat shuffle, you've gone too far for this use case. If you prefer manual timing, nudge just a few offbeats slightly late. Think 5 to 12 milliseconds, not 50. The goal is microhuman, not obviously off-grid. Now let's build the control chain, because raw noise hats can get harsh or messy fast. On the brush hats track, add EQ 8 first. High pass it somewhere around 200 to 400 HC to get rid of low mid fog. This is huge in atmospheric sections, because any junk around 200 to 800 will fight your pads and vocals instantly. If the hats feel sharp or fizzy, make a gentle dip around 6 to 9 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a medium wide Q. And if you want a little sparkle, you can do a tiny wide boost up at 12 to 16 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. That's optional. Don't force air if it turns into hiss. Next, add auto filter for movement. This is where the hats stop feeling like a static loop and start feeling like atmosphere. Use a high pass or band pass filter. High pass is great if you want pure airy texture. Band pass is great if you want darker, moodier inside the fog hats. Set the frequency somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz as a starting point, then turn on the LFO. Sync it, and try a rate of 1/4 or 1/8. Keep the amount low, like 5 to 15%. You want gentle evolution, not a wobble effect. Teacher tip. You want two time scales of movement at the same time. Fast movement is your 1/16 texture. Slow movement is your macro evolution across 1 to 4 bars, like the filter slowly opening, or the reverb send slowly rising. That slow change is what makes it feel atmospheric instead of just hi-hats. After OO filter, add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Set drive around 1 to 4 dB, and keep dry slash wet around 20 to 50%. The goal is to bring out detail and glue the texture, not to make it crunchy. If it starts sounding brittle, back the drive down. Then add utility. Set width to maybe 110 to 140%. That gives you that wide airy spread. But keep an ear out. If the hats get facey, reduce the width. Also, remember, since we're high-passing this layer, monocompatibility is usually less scary, but it still matters. Now here's a super practical mix check. Set the brush hats level so that when you mute them, you miss the movement, but you don't miss volume. That's the sweet spot. They should rarely be the brightest, most dominant thing above 10 kHz. If they are, they'll fatigue the listener and eat headroom. At this point, you already have a working brush hat layer. Now we can add optional realism. First optional add-on, Ghost Ticks. Create a second MIDI track called Ghost Hats. Load a tiny closed hat in Simpler. Program occasional little ticks, maybe some 1/32 notes, especially right before snare hits. Keep velocities low, like 10 to 35. The point is detail, not a second hat pattern. Add autopan on that track with amount around 15 to 30%, rate 1/8 or 1/16, and set phase to 180 degrees. That makes it gently move side to side, which creates that mooing air sensation you hear in classic jungle top loops. Process the ghost hats simply. EQ 8 high pass them hard, like 2 to 5 kHz. Then add a very small reverb, decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, dry slash wet maybe 8 to 15%. You're just giving them a little space so they don't sound like dry ticks. Second optional add-on, a wide air return. This is the cinematic haze, and it's best done on a return track so you can automate it easily. Create a return track called AIR. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick a plate or hall. Set decay somewhere between 2.5 and 6 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and then high cut the reverb, around 7 to 10 kHz so it doesn't turn into hiss soup. After the reverb, add EQ 8, high pass around 400 to 800 hz, and if the reverb pokes in the presence area, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. Now send your brush hats track into the AIR return. Start with a send level around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and adjust by ear. This becomes your hat cloud fader. And here's a pro move. If you want the cloud to breathe around the snare, put a compressor on the AIR return and sidechain it from the snare track. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. You're not trying to pump, you're just making tiny space for that snare marker so the listener still feels the groove. Also, if you want grit without harshness, distort only the reverb tail. Put a saturator after hybrid reverb on the AIR return, drive 2 to 6 dB. That adds character to the atmosphere, while keeping the dry hats clean. Now let's talk arrangement, because brush hats are all about contrast. They make the drop hit harder because the intro feels alive but not heavy. For an intro, bring the brush hats in early, filtered and wide. Automate the auto filter frequency slowly opening over 8 to 16 bars, something like 3 kHz up to 8 kHz. At the same time, let the AIR send rise slightly every few bars. This is that fog lift move. Start darker than you think, then open up gradually. One more subtle trick, as the filter opens, slightly reduce saturation drive. That keeps the top end opening clean instead of getting brittle. In the breakdown, you can reduce kick and snare energy and let the hats carry the motion. If you want extra width and shimmer, you can add chorus ensemble on the air layer at a super low mix, like 5 to 15%, right before the drop. Do a pre-drop vacuum. This is negative space, and negative space equals impact. Over the last bar, pull the brush hats down 1 to 3 dB. Narrow the width closer to 100%. Reduce the reverb send. And for the last quarter note before the drop, hard cut the reverb send completely. Even better, Remove 2 to 4 of the final 1/16 hits. That moment where the room disappears makes the drop feel huge when it lands. For the drop itself, you have two options. You can mute the brush hats entirely for clean contrast, or keep a drop safe version. Higher high pass, less width, much lower reverb send, and quieter overall. That way you don't have to kill the vibe, but you also don't fight your main top loop. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're dialing this in. Don't run them too loud. Don't skip the high pass, because that low mid noise will wreck your mix. Don't use long reverb without EQ, because it becomes harsh hiss and eats headroom. And don't keep everything static. Same velocity, same timing, same tone equals spraken hats. If you want a quick mini exercise, here's a clean 10 to 15 minute challenge. Build brush hats with operator noise. Program a 1/1/16 pattern. Shape the velocities into a swell, and make sure each group of 4 steps is slightly different. Add the chain, EQ 8, auto filter with LFO, saturator, utility. Then create the IR return with hybrid reverb and EQ 8. Arrange a short section. Let the filter open gradually in the first 8 bars, then do a quick pullback right before bar 17, and at bar 17 simulate your drop by either muting the brush hats or turning them down by about 6 dB. Then bounce 16 to 32 bars and do 2 listening checks. On headphones, is the motion smooth and not hissy? And in mono, does the wash stay present without getting weird and facey? That's it. Brush hats in D&B are basically controlled noise plus groove plus space. Velocity shaping is the magic, swing is the human feel, high pass filtering keeps it clean, and reverb on a return keeps it controllable. Automate them to serve the arrangement. Open in the intro, evolve in the breakdown, vacuum out before the drop. If you tell me your subgenre, like liquid, jungle, deep rollers, or neuro-ish, and whether you're using operator noise or samples, I can suggest a ready-to-use 2-bar MIDI contour and a tighter device chain for that exact vibe.